The conflict in Darfur, in western Sudan, is often cast in terms of Arabs versus black Africans, but many analysts say that is an oversimplification. Nearly everyone in the region is Muslim, and the real distinction between the two groups resides mainly with their occupation. That is, the farmers in the south are generally non-Arab and are ethnic Africans, and the nomadic herders who live in the north are largely of Arab descent. According to Talal al-Hajj, U.S. Bureau Chief for Al-Arabiya, their grievances have less to do with race than with disputes over land and water rights.
The problem is water rights on grazing land, and it's a tribal war that has been used by the government. There appear to be two rebel movements in Darfur. These two rebel movements were attacking police stations, attacking the government institutions. So the government, as the rebels claim, financed and armed the northern tribal people. And they are called Janjaweed by the Darfurians. There are a huge number of them. And the attacks were coordinated between the government and these Janjaweed forces, the Arabs, so-called, to chase the rebels. But the Janjaweed went too far, and civilians were killed, women were raped, children were killed, and hundreds of villages burnt. I mean, I spoke to these refugees, and they said all the attacks were helicopters or Russian-made aircraft bombing from the sky, and the Janjaweed on horses coming on land to finish the job.
At peace talks this week in the Nigerian capital of Abuja, the Sudanese government agreed to disarm the Janjaweed. Both sides also agreed to reveal the location of their forces to African Union ceasefire monitors in a war the United Nations calls the world's worst humanitarian crisis. Relations between Sudan and the United States have become strained in recent months. The Sudanese government is said to resent U.S. efforts to call the long-running conflict in Darfur genocide. Talal al-Hajj explains why that label is controversial.
It's no secret. There's no love lost between the two countries. Sudan is on the list of countries that support terrorism. Now, the thing is, Sudan claimed that they're protecting their land, that these rebel movements are attacking the government police headquarters. And it's true, they did. But the government reaction with the Janjaweed went over the top. But thousands and thousands of people were affected.
But Adel Al-Baz, editor-in-chief of the independent newspaper Al-Sahafa in Khartoum, sees the conflict from a different perspective. Contrary to what Washington claims, the situation in Darfur is not a genocide at all. Sudanese journalist Adel Al-Baz says the Khartoum government has armed several thousand Arab tribesmen to fight the rebels, but he says that calling them Janjaweed is a fallacy. He says the people of Darfur and of southern Sudan share a common set of political and economic concerns, and their respective peoples are demanding justice and economic development.
The problem is most of these regions have problems of injustice, wealth distribution, and austerity. Those two regions are undeveloped.
After months of delaying, the Khartoum government agreed to allow 3,000 African Union troops to enter Darfur to monitor a shaky ceasefire. Earlier this week, a United Nations team arrived in Sudan to investigate the crisis in Darfur. But critics say Khartoum's real intent was to stall the Darfur peace process until the government could reach a power and wealth-sharing agreement with the southern rebels, the Sudanese People's Liberation Army, led by John Garang. Those talks were adjourned last month for the beginning of Ramadan. I asked Talal al-Hajj about their current status.
I think there is an understanding now within Sudan and also outside Sudan that the Darfur problem will not be solved unless the south-north is also solved.
With U.S. troops tied down in Iraq and Afghanistan, it is considered unlikely that the American government will intervene militarily in Sudan. I asked Talal al-Hajj how people in the region view America's commitment to peace in Sudan.
They have to be seen to act. Thousands of people will die in that desert if the International Committee does not move.
For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.